AP News, I'm Leah Punjwani. The Israeli military says it's rescued one of the scores of hostages abducted in Hamas's October 7th attack, which ignited the ongoing war in Gaza. The military said that 52-year-old Kaid Farhan al-Qadi was rescued in a complex operation in the southern Gaza Strip. Kamala Harris is campaigning on prices and housing, while Republicans attack the administration's economic record. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
A new campaign ad titled Every Day gives a glimpse of how the Harris-Walz campaign intends to wrestle with the specter of inflation and housing affordability, top issues with voters.
Prices are still too high.
Harris says she also wants to go after corporate price gouging and expand the child tax credit. The ad is part of a blitz targeting battleground states and features clips from the vice president's speech in North Carolina, where she unveiled a series of proposals, like building 3 million new homes and having the government provide assistance to first-time homebuyers. Former President Donald Trump has said Harris can't pay for her housing agenda and suggests cracking down on illegal immigration would somehow help. Later today, Harris will deliver a video message to a conference of African Methodist Episcopal churches. Senator J.D. Vance, the Republican vice presidential nominee, speaks today on the economy at a picturesque horse farm in Big Rapids, Michigan.
Prices are up.
At Vance's recent appearance in Asheboro, North Carolina, he went after the administration's record.
It is impossible for young Americans to find an affordable home to raise their families in.
Jennifer King, Washington.
It's a wild week of U.S. weather, which includes heat waves, tropical storms, a landslide, flash floods, and snow. In an AP interview, Mikosa Taylor, who was at the Minnesota State Fair on Monday, said at first they were concerned about the heat.
We just decided as long as people stay hydrated, I think we're going to be okay. I mean, there's plenty of drink stations. You can bring your water bottle with you. There's lots of places to get fresh water. Just make sure that you're paying attention to how much you're drinking for the day and what you're drinking.
This is AP News. Oasis is reuniting for a summer tour.
Oasis, the Britpop band known for timeless hits like Wonderwall and Don't Look Back in Anger, is reuniting for a tour of the British Isles next summer, ending a 15-year hiatus and presumably the long-held feud between the brothers, Liam and Noel Gallagher. The guitar band will play 14 dates in Wales, England, Scotland and Ireland in July and August, Oasis said on Tuesday. Tickets go on sale at 9 a.m. on Saturday. This is it. This is happening, the band has said. Oasis split in 2009 after many years of infighting, with Noel officially leaving the band just before a performance at a festival near Paris. Sound of Wonderwall, courtesy of Big Brother Recordings. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The chief of Ukraine's army said that the country's troops have gained nearly 500 square miles of Russia's Kursk region since their surprise incursion 3 weeks ago. I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.